Okay, let's start with a phrase that I guarantee everyone listening has heard, I don't know, 1,000 times. If you work in corporate or HR, or honestly, if you just tried to hire anyone in the last 5 years, you know it. The war for talent.
Oh, yeah. It is the cliché of the decade. It's on every magazine cover, every conference slide deck.
Right. And usually when people say that, they mean, oh, it is so hard to find good people. But we are looking at a stack of sources today that suggests that idea is actually, completely wrong.
It is. The problem isn't finding people anymore. The problem is that we're living in an economy of absolute, total content saturation.
A noise problem.
Exactly. It is a noise problem. You can find the perfect engineer in seconds. But if you are just another generic unread email in an inbox that already has, what, 5,000 unread emails, you
Yeah.
haven't actually accomplished anything.
You're just digital clutter.
That's it.
And that is where today's deep dive gets really interesting, because we aren't just looking at a better way to send emails. We were looking at the collision of two very different, very powerful technologies. On one side, we have HireEasy.
Which our sources describe as an agentic AI recruiting platform. And that word agentic is doing a lot of heavy lifting there, which, we will get into.
And on the other side, we have Auto Content API. And this isn't a tool for like writing blogs. It's described in the documentation as an industrial engine for content creation.
Right. And the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you smash these two together. What happens when you take a headless content engine and plug it directly into a massive recruiting database like HireEasy?
And spoiler alert, we aren't just talking about writing better job descriptions. We're talking about hyperscalability. We're talking about the ability to clone a CEO's voice, to recruit thousands of candidates personally in 50 languages without that CEO ever picking up a phone.
It sounds like science fiction, but looking at the API documentation and the use cases, this is live code.
Right
It's
now.
happening right now.
So let's back up. Let's look at the battlefield. Let's start with HireEasy. What is the actual bottleneck they are trying to solve?
Well, if we look at the source material for HireEasy, they have effectively solved the search part of the equation. They use something called open web sourcing.
Yeah.
Essentially, it aggregates data from everywhere, LinkedIn, GitHub, portfolios, open web data, to build these really comprehensive candidate profiles.
So it's not just looking at who applied, it's looking at the entire internet to find who could apply.
Precisely. And they have this feature called rediscovery, which I thought was fascinating.
Olive loved that part. Rediscovery is basically the digital equivalent of cleaning out your attic and finding a bag of gold you forgot about.
That is a perfect analogy. I mean, companies spend millions building their applicant tracking systems, their ATS. They have thousands of resumes sitting there from people who applied 3 years ago.
And that data usually just rots.
It just rots. But HireEasy uses AI to dust off those old profiles, update them with current info from the web, and say, hey, this person you spoke to 3 years ago is now a senior developer and they're looking for work.
And the stats in the report are wild. They claim to match and manage talent 75% faster than traditional methods.
So speed is up, the list is built, you have the names, but here is the gap. And I saw this highlighted in the high volume nurturing section of the notes. You have found the talent. Great. Now what?
Now you have to get them to care. And that is the hard part. Because if you send a text-heavy, generic, dear candidate email to a software engineer who gets, what, 50 recruiter emails a week, what happens?
Nothing. It gets deleted. Or worse, marked as spam. And this is where the auto content source material provides a crucial insight. It argues that the build it and they will come era of recruiting is just, it's dead.
Okay.
Growth or successful hiring is now a function of mental availability.
Mental availability. That sounds like a marketing term. Unpack that for me.
It just means you need to be present where the candidate actually spends their mental energy. You need to occupy mental real estate. And let's be honest, where are people today?
They're scrolling TikTok on their lunch break. They're listening to podcasts on their commute. They're watching YouTube shorts while they wait for coffee.
Exactly. They're consuming multimedia. But here's the structural problem. A recruiting team is not a production studio. They are bottlenecked by what we call linear production.
Meaning, if I want to make a video for a job opening, I need a camera, a script, a video editor, maybe a lighting rig.
And time. Days of work for one asset. So because they can't do that, recruiters fall back on the only thing they can produce cheaply, text, which ironically is the one medium candidates are ignoring.
So we have a deadlock. We have the candidates in HireEasy, but we're using the wrong frequency to talk to them. Enter the solution. Let's talk about this API-first content infrastructure. Because when I first read about Auto Content API, my brain immediately went to tools I use, like ChatGPT or NotebookLM. Is this the same thing?
It's a common comparison, but the source makes a very sharp distinction here. Tools like NotebookLM or ChatGPT are consumer tools. You, a human, log in, you type a prompt, you wait, you play with the output.
It's manual.
It's a manual process. Auto content is API first. It is infrastructure.
Infrastructure implies it runs in the background, like electricity or plumbing.
Correct. It is designed to talk to other software, not to humans. It's the plumbing, not the faucet.
The phrase that jumped out at me in the technical docs was decoupling ideation from production. Can you break that down in plain English?
Sure. Think about a recruiter using HireEZ. They have the idea. They have the job description, the list of benefits, the company culture info. The data exists. They just lack the capacity to produce that data into a video or an audio file.
Okay.
Decoupling means the recruiter provides the data and the code handles the production.
I love the term headless content production. It sounds a bit spooky, like a headless horseman, but in tech terms, headless just means there's no screen you have to look at.
Exactly. Think of a ghost kitchen for restaurants. You order the food on an app, you get the meal delivered, you don't see the kitchen, you don't sit in a dining room. It's purely production and delivery. Auto content is a ghost kitchen for media.
So in this scenario, a recruiter adds a new job opening to HireEZ. They hit save. And that's the trigger.
Yes. Behind the scenes, the Auto Content API automatically wakes up. It ingests that job description from HireEZ and starts generating assets without a human ever opening a video editor.
So let's walk through what that actually looks like. Let's make this real. Use case A. I'm a candidate. Usually I get a wall of text. What happens if HireEZ is plugged into Auto Content?
Well, instead of just text, the Auto Content API takes that HireEZ job description and generates a whole suite of assets. First, it generates a vertical video short.
Like a TikTok or a reel.
Exactly. A 9.16 video. The source mentions it can use AI avatars, maybe a professional woman or a casual speaker avatar complete with subtitles explaining the key points of the role.
So while I'm scrolling through shorts or reels, I see a 60-second video pitching me the job instead of having to read a bulleted list.
Right. And consider the faceless channel trend mentioned in the report. Millions of people consume content narrated by AI voices or avatars every day on YouTube. It's become a native format. So when a candidate sees this, it doesn't feel jarring.
It feels normal.
It feels like the content they already watched.
And it goes further than video, right?
It does. It can also generate an audio explainer. Think of it as a mini podcast summarizing the benefits of the job.
That is wild. But I have to play devil's advocate here. Why does this matter? Is it just about being flashy? Does having a video really change the math, or is it just a gimmick?
No, it's about attention economics. The source cites that video is projected to be 82% of all internet traffic.
82%.
If you are only using text, you are competing for the remaining 18% of attention against every other newsletter and email. By using this API, HireEZ users can just flood the market with high-quality volume. They are meeting the candidate on the medium they actually consume.
Okay, but we have to talk about the cost. Because usually when a company says, let's do video, the CFO starts sweating. Video is expensive.
This is the radical efficiency the report talks about. A manual video production, even a cheap one, might cost anywhere from $50 to $300 and take 2 days. Auto content does it for roughly 400 credits.
Which translates to real money how?
On their business plan, that is about 4 euros.
Wait, 4 euros. So mathematically, a recruiter can afford to make a unique, high-quality video for every single job opening, even the unsexy ones.
Correct. It moves video from being a hero asset, something you do once a year for your big branding campaign, to a commodity you produce hourly. You can make a video for the junior accountant in Tulsa role just as easily as the VP of sales in New York.
Good. That changes the volume game. But here is where it gets really interesting for me. Use case B. The CEO paradox. I love this part of the source material because it touches on something psychological.
It is a very real problem. Candidates, especially senior ones, the ones everyone is fighting over, they want to hear from leadership. They want to know the vision. They want to feel special.
But the CEO is busy running the company. They have absolutely no time to call candidates or record videos for every open role.
Precisely. So usually the candidate gets passed off to a junior recruiter and the engagement just drops.
So how does the voice cloning feature solve this? And be honest, is it creepy?
It toes the line, but the utility is undeniable. So Auto Content API allows for voice cloning. The CEO records their voice once, just a few minutes of audio to capture their tone, their cadence, their accent.
Okay, so we have the voice print.
Then HireEasy's high volume nurturing feature can use the API to generate thousands of unique audio messages.
So I apply for a job, or HireEasy rediscovers me in the database, and I get an audio message attached to the email.
Yes, you click play, and it sounds like the CEO personally inviting you to apply. Hi, Name, I saw your background in Python development, and we're building this new platform.
And the quality. Because if it sounds like a GPS navigation system from 2010, it's going to backfire. Big time.
The reviews in the source material describe the voice quality as natural, steady, and believable. It conveys nuance. It pauses in the right places. It doesn't sound robotic.
That is a game changer for engagement. If I hear the CEO saying my name and referencing my specific background, I'm listening. But there's a global layer to this too, right? I mean, HireEasy operates globally.
This is where the scale becomes mind-bending. Auto Content supports over 50 languages. So let's say you are a US-based company, but you need to recruit engineers in Japan or sales staff in Germany.
The CEO probably doesn't speak Japanese or German.
Doesn't matter. The API takes that CEO's message recorded in English and automatically generates the recruitment content in Japanese or German, synthesizing the voice to match the target language.
Instantly.
Instantly. The source says it can transcribe, translate, and resynthesize. So you are multiplying your reach by 5x or 10x overnight without hiring local content teams.
Mm.
You are essentially cloning your leadership team's influence across borders.
That is the definition of leverage. It's almost unfair.
It is. And that's why it's called a war for talent. You use the best weapons you have.
Okay, let's pivot inward. We've talked about getting candidates in. That's use case A and B. But HireEasy also has this hiring intelligence suite, use case C.
Right. This is the internal data. HireEasy provides massive amounts of data on salary benchmarks, competitor activity, talent pool density.
Which, let's be honest, usually sits in a dashboard that nobody looks at, or a PDF report that gets buried in Slack.
Exactly. We are all guilty of skimming. Hiring managers are busy. They don't want to read a 20-page market analysis.
So how does this deep research feature change that habit?
Well, you can configure the API to take that HireEasy weekly performance report or market analysis and turn it into a 5-minute audio briefing, specifically a podcast format.
Like what we were doing right now.
Similar. Two AI hosts discussing the competitor activity or the salary trends for the week.
So the hiring manager can listen to it on their commute or while making coffee.
It turns static data into a bingeable format. Instead of staring at a spreadsheet to see that competitor X is hiring aggressively, you hear two voices discussing why competitor X is hiring aggressively. It adds narrative to the numbers.
Now, I have to stop you there, because when we talk about AI generating research or insights, the big fear is hallucination. Is it just going to make up a competitor? Oh, yes, Microsoft is opening a base on the moon.
That is a critical distinction in the documentation. The Auto Content deep research endpoint is built differently than the standard chatbot. It doesn't just guess next words. It uses what we call RAG, or retrieval augmented generation.
Okay, break that down for me.
It browses the live web. It creates structured data with citations.
Citations, so it shows its work.
Yes, it references its sources. So if it says competitor X is hiring in Austin, it's backing that up with data found in the HireEasy system or the live web. It adds a layer of verification. It's not just a chatbot guessing. It's an automated analyst that works 24/7.
That's reassuring. So it grounds the creativity, in fact.
Precisely. It gives you the what and the why without the what if.
Okay, let's talk brass tacks, the financials. We touched on the video cost being €4, but what does the overall investment look like for a business? Because usually enterprise software means add a zero or call for pricing.
The economics of automation are quite startling here. The Auto Content pricing is usage-based. The amateur plan starts at €24 a month. The business plan is €108 a month.
Wait, €108 a month? That's it. That's less than the coffee budget for the recruiting team.
For an enterprise capability, yes. Compare that to outsourcing. The source data indicates outsourcing a single podcast episode. Hiring a studio, an editor, a host costs between, what, $115,000 depending on quality?
And Auto Content.
It does it for cents. Literally, 0.1 euro in credit usage for some format.
That is a massive difference. It's not just cheaper. It's a different species of cost.
It fundamentally changes the strategy. See, when production costs $500, you only market your head of engineering roles. You save the budget for the big fish. When production costs 10 cents, you can market every single role.
This unlocks the long tail, doesn't it?
It's the money ball of content marketing. You can afford to make a podcast episode and a video about junior React developer in Cincinnati or part-time night shift warehouse manager.
Roles that usually get zero love.
Exactly. And because you have the volume, you dominate the search results. You dominate the Google rankings for those niche terms because nobody else is making content for them. The cost of failure is essentially zero, so you can try everything.
It shifts content from a manual craft, something you do carefully by hand, to scalable infrastructure.
And that is the shift that matters. It's industrializing the storytelling process.
So bringing it all back together, we have HireZ, the agentic AI that finds the people, manages the workflow, and builds the list.
Mm-hmm.
And we have AutoContent API, the transformation engine that creates the media to engage those people.
It is the perfect synergy of finding and telling. In a world of AI agents, you need both. And here's a takeaway that I think is crucial. We are moving toward an agentic web.
What does that mean?
It means that in the future, and honestly the very near future, it won't just be humans searching for jobs. It will be AI agents searching on behalf of humans. Your personal AI will scan the web for opportunities for you.
Oh, wow. So I won't be scrolling LinkedIn. My AI will do it for me.
Right. And having structured, high-volume multimedia content ensures your brand is visible not just to people, but to the algorithms searching for them. You are optimizing for the AI that finds the candidate for you.
That's a deep point. You're optimizing for the machine that talks to the human.
Precisely. If you don't have the content, the agents won't see you.
So here's the final thought I want to leave you with. Imagine you are a recruiting leader. You're sitting in your office, feeling pretty good about your email templates.
The templates you wrote in 2019.
Right. But meanwhile, your competitor has plugged HireEZ into AutoContent. They are generating personalized video and audio for every single candidate. They're greeting them by name in their native language with the CEO's voice. They're doing this while you're still manually typing out text emails one by one.
It's not a fair fight.
How long can you actually compete?
You can't. The barrier to entry just dropped to zero. Speed and volume are the new currency.
A little terrifying, but mostly exciting. If you're ready to stop typing and start generating, it might be time to look at the API documentation. That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.